Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We're harvesting corn and soybeans on our farm in Illinois. I can think back when our soybean fields were not as weed-free as they are today, when the standability of our corn was not as good. This is a good crop. Thank you, biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. After weeks of focusing on terrorism, we just might see something happen on the farm front. Chairman of the House Ag Committee, Larry Combast, is making a big push to pass a farm bill through the House. But that's only half the process. The Senate hasn't even written a bill. But you can bet that if we get a House bill, the heat will be on the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Harkin, to pass a Senate bill. Failure on his part would leave him politically vulnerable. And here's why. The budget for farm policy written last spring provides for a lot of money for farm programs over 10 years. The budget situation will be dramatically different next year. And with a faltering economy and heavy new spending on the military and anti-terrorism, there won't be as much left for agriculture. So Combast wants to get it done now before the budget is cut. And I promise, Senator Harkin, although late to the party, he won't want to be blamed next year, an election year, for leaving billions of dollars of farm assistance on the table. Now, Secretary Veneman comes forward with the administration's farm program principles. Market orientation, don't break the budget, meet World Trade Organization rules. Does the Combast bill meet these specifications? I think it's questionable. But my view is this. Don't look for the Bush administration to be too negative towards farm spending. Too many rural members of Congress rely on ag support for re-election. And Republicans already lost the Senate to the Democrats. The president doesn't want to lose the House. Furthermore, the president wants the Congress to pass trade promotion authority. He needs to keep the rural members on his side. Farmers are indeed in a powerful bargaining position, at least for now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.